Welcome to Black Men's Mental Health Podcast. Society doesn't want you to blame anything but yourself. It's a trait, not mental health. People out there is not going to understand you until you let them know. You definitely got to take into account your mental health. You have to tune into your own mind. What's going on? It's your man Casanova Wings with another Black Men's Mental Health Podcast. First, I got to thank everybody for showing love to the podcast. Appreciate y'all picking up my book. Definitely appreciate that. And just all the success we're having with all the different brands, a couple of critics, me and my wife's divorce not an option. I appreciate you so much. And also y'all picking up those products. We're on back order a little, but we'll get to you soon. All right, people, what I'm talking about today. I want to talk about something that I'm seeing in the news and just in our media lately. The black men self-snitching. I don't tend to want to get involved in a lot of these issues. I try to stay above a lot of street issues, you know. Now, you know, knowing my background, you know, I'm from the Bronx, New York. I was born and raised in the projects on welfare. Mama had me, she's 16. So, you know, I was in the streets when I was younger. I was in, I guess they call it gangs, Yo Zulu Nation and different gangs I started and my friends and stuff. So I was involved in a whole bunch of stuff. But, you know, I went to college, elevated my life, and I leave that behind. You know what I'm saying? But like I said, and being in the music business for years, I've met a lot of people, different gangs and different situations and stuff like that. So, you know, I'm not in any way ashamed or trying to, you know, down certain things. But at the end of the day, you know, I when you elevate your life, you want to move on to bigger, better things. So I tend not to want to involve myself, but I'm seeing a trend that's happening right now. Now, there's these two popular blogs of podcast vlogs that people go on. One is No Jumper ID and another is Vlad TV. Now both of these are platforms that are very popular that people go on and they interview and they interview a lot of rappers or artists in the industry. And these two white guys, you know, one guy, I forgot the guy's name. His name is Adam 22. And then the other one is Vlad, from Vlad. So they interview a lot of people. And a lot of the popular topics, they're interviewing a lot of artists and they dive into certain, they ask certain questions and they dive in. You know, there seems to be a pattern of a lot of evidence that is used from their podcasts of artists, rappers in particular, snitching or insinuating crimes or insinuating problems. They ask these very cop-like specific questions on their podcast. And, you know, it's an obvious ploy of them planting somebody in the black community that they can use the evidence down the road. Now I know a couple of things have happened. Big U, who is a prominent figure out on the West Coast, I think he signed Nipsey Hussle. They had a beef. So he was later. He's charged now with the killing of Nipsey Hussle, I believe. Nipsey. And then there's another one, Yellow Breezy, that is in jail now for the killing of Mo 3. I know a lot of my listeners may not know any of this and like who these people I'm mentioning. So, you know, I don't want to focus on the names. I just wanted to let you know that I know what's going on, yeah, for those that do. But there's a lot of these blogs right now and things out here that are hosted by white men. And they have a lot of the prominent black people on there. And I've seen some of these videos because, you know, I think it's my job to, you know, keep up on what's going on. And I always say to myself, why are these people snitching on themselves? You have these black men that go on these shows and they're snitching. And meaning that they're talking about crimes or insinuating things that they've been involved in. They give platforms to murderers. I know No Jumper interviewed the murderer of Pop Smoke, which is another prominent rapper from New York. And they give the platform to these people that are just very negative in our community. And the information is used against them with the cops. And my thing is this. As a black man, I am very wary of any outlet that is hosted by somebody of another race that is obviously being used for future indictments. Now, don't get me wrong. I feel two parts about this as a black man. On one, if these black men are doing crime, they need to be in jail, point blank. And if there's a platform that is helping to lock these murderers and these psychopaths up, because that's what, let's be honest, that's what they are. I don't care whether they're black, white, it doesn't matter. If you're out there killing people and doing illegal stuff, you're a monster, you need to be in jail. So on one hand, I'm not mad. But the other hand, I'm mad because the ignorance of black men right now that go on these platforms that are not platforms that are obviously built for us, that are going to promote positivity of a black man, to promote uplift of black men. They're there to get information of the negative kind. They are elevating or showing the negative sides of black men, which is already popular within media. These people talk about murder, they talk about drugs, they talk about just negative stuff. And the problem is that we feel more comfortable talking to white people, black men in particular, white men, and airing out all this business to them, and don't hold any accountability to them doing that, but are running in the street to kill another black man over a diss track or just I don't like him. We as black men have to do better, because at the end of the day, they are creating platforms for our own personal demise. They're sitting there, we're allowing these people to infiltrate us, black men meeting, and allow us to promote further negativity and stereotypes of black men. And they're making money off of it. They're making money off of it. They're getting rich off of it. And our black men are going to jail. Now, like I said before, on the other flip side of it, I don't want any black man that's out there doing crimes, killing people, to be out in the streets. So on one end, if they're getting the criminals and getting them off the street through this means, cool. But on the other hand, why is it that black men feel it's okay for us to go on these platforms that are not built for us and only built to make money off of our negativity? And they go on there and they say everything, you know? I think it goes back to the, I think a couple of weeks ago I was talking about, I think podcast in the past, maybe I was talking about how I feel more comfortable around white people than I do my own black people. You know, I can go to any white neighborhood and feel safe. I go to any white club and feel safe. And I went to an all white school, University of Albany, New York, shout out to the Great Danes. And, you know, when I went to the parties and the white parties particularly, I mean, they would show love, have a good time. They're drinking. They're just enjoying life. Now, I'm not saying that black and white people don't do. I'm not saying that people. But in general, I feel more safer than if I went to the black clubs. You know, I feel like I got to be on the lookout. because at any moment something could pop off. At any moment, I could be just hanging out, chilling, and somebody bumps into me and has a problem with me bumping from has a problem with me because they bumped into me. And how many incidences have that happened where somebody steps on somebody's shoes, push them on the club, whatever, and now people are shooting or dead? So we have this mentality towards ourselves that we hate ourselves, that we're each other's enemy. But the real enemy out there, we don't look at. We wholeheartedly trust the white man. We give all the information to them and they use it and we don't get mad at them. I don't see one life being threatened. Now, let me make this straight. I am in no way am trying to say that people's lives need to be threatened. People need to be fearful of their life or they should take retaliation. I'm not saying that at all. So I want to make that completely understandable right now that in no way do I want violence on nobody, regardless of race or viewpoints or political viewpoint. It doesn't matter. Violence should never be tolerated or should never happen. But I want to say that the same energy that the hood has towards each other, we don't have towards these white people coming into our spaces and obviously using us for entertainment and money purposes. Like how many people have been indicted after being on No Jumper and Vlad? They use that as evidence. And we know this. There have been people that have gone on these people's shows and told them you a snitch, you were this, but they're on the show. But if it was a black person, they'd be ready to pick up guns, shoot them, rob them, do whatever. But when it comes to these white people that are doing it, these white men, we do nothing. We go on the shows and complain, but we do nothing. But then at the same moment, they take their guns and run down the street and kill Pookie and them because Pookie and them were looking at them wrong or said something in the song they ain't like. I mean, make that make sense. Black men used to protect the culture. Now, I'm not saying protecting the culture is by shooting people and killing people. I'm not saying that. But we used to protect the culture. We used to protect our women. We used to protect ourselves. Because we didn't trust nobody but our own family. Now we've gotten to the point where like black men don't even trust their own family no more. And they look at family, meaning black people, as the enemy now. And everybody else is okay. Even when they're doing wrong stuff to us, we don't hold them accountable, but we hold ourselves accountable for every little thing. And mean holding accountable is that we will kill, we will lie, we will rape, we will do all that stuff to our own before we go and confront that same energy to the real enemy. So at the end of the day, I really do feel like we need to understand who our real enemy is as black men. Don't get me wrong, we need to stop all the bullshit. So I am no way trying to say that it's okay for them to kill somebody, for them to, you know, rape or murder or do drugs or sell drugs or anything. No, I'm not saying that's okay. But the problem is that we're sitting there airing out all of our stuff to the white man, and that same white man is using that information. But you know what? I am glad in a sense that these people are off the street. But at the same, because, you know, when you look, I know this is another topic, but, you know, you look at the opportunities these young black men are getting in life. They're getting money. They're doing what they quote unquote say they love. They're traveling. And that's still not good enough for them. They still want to engage in beef and kill people. I mean, look at Lil Durk. At the end of the day, you have all these black people that are making money, living their best life, but still out there doing street stuff, still out there trying to say, I'm going to kill somebody. And you traveling to Dubai and making millions of dollars and you featured and doing big concerts, but you still worried about the street level pettiness. And that's the problem with the black men right now, is that we're so lost. that we don't even understand what we're doing to ourselves. We're not even conscious of the decay that we're causing ourselves. These black men are looking for something called respect, and at the end of the day, that don't exist. Meaning, don't nobody in their right mind need to respect you. It's not, who cares if they respect you or not? See, all it does is go back and forth with murder and then another black man in jail. We got to do better. We got to take accountability for our lives. We have to take accountability for our culture, because at the end of the day, as black men, we are here to protect, not to ruin. I look at all these young black men and I say to them, damn, why? They were given opportunities that other people never were. And instead of them saying, man, I'm taking this opportunity to be positive, move on, they engage in even more street life stuff. But let's be honest, there's a system right now that pays people to do that. I've been doing my podcast for 4 years now. Numbers out the yin yang, people love me. You know, I've helped countless men, but at the end of the day, will I get the type of attention that somebody like, you know, like a Kevin Samuels or these other so-called podcast guru or relationship guru guys do? No, because they're all saying negative things. See, it's not about whether they're right or wrong. It's about the entertainment factor. And nobody cares about positivity in the black community. When you see, the thing is, when you start talking about positivity for black men and black women, you will be canceled. Meaning they will not push you. You will not be any algorithms or anything like that, because at the end of the day, you're not pushing the agenda that makes money. And the flip side of it, we're the ones that actually help to make that money. Why would they sell a music that's about love and growth of the black person when we don't buy that? But when they put out somebody like Sexy Red talking about my ass and fuck my pussy and stuff like that, oh, we run and buy that. So, of course, they're going to say this is it. See, we sit here and we think that it's an agenda. Oh, the white man or the powers that be is purposely doing these things so we won't do this. They're purposely pushing this music out towards us. But see, the problem is that we have the power. We're fully empowered to not listen to that music. They could push it all day, all day on the social media, but we don't listen to it. And if it doesn't make money, the corporate's going to go towards where the money's at. But see, we don't see that. These young men, I feel sorry for them. In a sense of black men that could really have had some type of positivity, some type of future, are just ending their life tragically because, whether it's getting killed because of beef or going to jail, because of clout. So many of our young black men are in jail right now, which could have been avoided. It saddens me when I see the obvious plot to set our young black men up and we fall right for it. You know, we used to never let anybody penetrate our culture. Meaning at the end of the day, those were anomalies, you know, one off, you know what I'm saying, white people that were rappers or singers, you know, it's like, oh, all right, cool. But we made sure they represented the culture. You know, we made sure, you know, that John B, when he came in as an R&B singer, was strictly on that R&B. We made sure that Eminem was about rap. You know, we guarded the culture better. Now, I know some people may argue about the Eminem thing and all this stuff, but in a sense, we still guarded the culture. Right. But now we're letting these people, we're just snitching on ourselves, letting people that don't represent the culture. You know, Adam 22, he has a wife that's a porn star and he's allowing people to bang his wife and stuff. When in the culture did us black men allow? We don't allow that. We weren't with that. We protected our black queens. At the end of the day, we weren't giving away our woman to other men and shit. We weren't doing things like that in the black culture. We protected our women, and people were on that weird shit. That's cool. Be on it. Do what you got to do for you and your wife. If that makes you happy, cool. I'm a very liberal person when it comes to that. Whatever makes you and your wife happy, indulge in it. But you're not going to use our black culture as a tool. I remember one time, because I was like I said, before I talk about something, I look at it. You know, he's talking about he wanted his wife to be his first black man, and all these guys, and this guy did, and it's just disgusting. But at the end of the day, that's what they do. But it's not the black culture. We're not representing using our women as hoes. Not at all. Now, you can say what you want about certain music, about the prediction of women in the music and stuff, and that's a great argument to have. But in general, married men were not talking about, yay, everybody can fuck my wife, let's do it, dude. That wasn't, I don't remember no rap songs, a rapper degrading his wife, talking about, yeah, you can fuck my wife, and you know what I'm saying, she ain't shit, nah. Now, yeah, there was a lot of music predicting women in general as negative, and yes, yeah, and that's not acceptable. But you never heard of a black man talking about his wife, a black rapper talking about his wife. Come on, we didn't do that. We still don't do that to this day. But we allowed this gentleman to come in and do that, and we were cool with it. And like I said, that's what he wanted to do with his wife, and she's a porn star, and that's how they make their money, cool. But that's not what we used to do. But we let these people into the culture, tell them everything. Then we get in trouble, and they still there. But I guarantee, if it was a black podcast, they would, all these so-called quote unquote gangsters will have, they have the balls to go shoot up the club. They have balls to go shoot up the podcast. They have balls then, but they're not gonna have balls with these white people. It's like, I think sometimes it's embedded in black people that white people are untouchable, that white people could do whatever they want to do, and they will never be held accountable because they're white. Like, for example, back in the days when I was in the music business heavy, I used to have this rock band called The Shoreline. They were dope, did tours, all that stuff. Made me a lot of money. Shout out to The Shoreline. You know, all living their lives now. You know what I'm saying? Their best lives, family lives and shit like that. But shout out to them. But anyway, I used to be in a club, right? And I always dressed like me. I wasn't dressed in white or a suit. No, I was just me, right? And when I used to tell people that I'm their manager, their label owner, they were like, really? They were shocked, because this was like a real rock alternative band. This wasn't like a, you know, white boy. There's white boys that did, you know, rock pop music. You know, they weren't like anywhere trying to be hood or nothing. They were just straight white. So when I was telling them on the label, they used to be shocked, like, oh, okay. And I noticed that in their world, they think you could say or do anything. Like this one time, we were doing the thing, this guy jumped on stage and he was talking garbage, and I grabbed him up and pulled him outside, and he looked at me like, what are you doing? I'm like, you can't do that. The band's performing. He looked at me, I don't understand. I was like, you're gonna understand. Because see, in their world, there's no consequences for things. It's a completely different world. So for them, they're gonna do whatever. And they're going to keep doing it because there's no consequences. The black community doesn't show them there's consequences for setting up our young black men. Now, I'm not saying some of them shouldn't be set up. I'm not saying some of them, they're all good. I mean, in a way, yeah, you keep, like I said before, you keep them off the street, great. But still, we still shouldn't be relying on other cultures. And we know what they're doing. And we just go on these podcasts and we just talk our hearts out. But if it was reversed, it was a black podcast, I guarantee, like, why is it that we're more fearful of a white man than we are a black man? Why? And I think is that trickled down mental illness we've had from slavery, that the white man's the master and we can't fight back against master. But that got to stop. But once again, I'm not trying to justify what any of these people did. Not at all. I think they should all be thrown into jail, throw away the key. But at the same time, we have to understand that as a culture, we need to hold ourselves accountable for it. We need to look at these people and say, nah, we're not with you. We're not going to listen to your music or promote your brand because you're killing people or in beef with unnecessary beef. You're not doing anything positive for the black community. See, I believe 100% before you start pointing fingers at other races or cultures for our demise, we need to fix up. We need to clean our own house. And the problem is we don't want to clean our house. We want to have a dirty house, but still look outside and complain about how dirty it is out there. And then justify why our house is dirty. Oh, well, our house is dirty because outside is dirty. So, you know, ours is dirty. And then I ask the question, but can't you clean it up? Yeah, we can. But why should we? Because the dirt outside is still there. But how can I move and make positive choices when my house is dirty? As black people, we need to stop. As black men, we need to stop, one, killing our own. That needs to be the number one rule that we set within the culture, is we don't kill each other. I'm not saying it's okay to kill other people, not at all. But we have to have some type of self-worth, that our lives matter. That nobody, there's nothing in this world, unless it's self-defense, should make us want to kill a fellow black man. That black man had, every person I mentioned that's passed away had family, had kids, that they would never see their father again because of what? I didn't like a track. I just don't like what side of town you on. I mean, it's the dumbest shit in the world. We fighting over property that we don't even own. We're fighting over respect that we don't even have for ourselves. And all of this is just ridiculous. We're just naturally aggressive for no reason. I get it. Statistically, we are black men are number one when it comes to killing. Even though we make up, what, 10% of the population, but we're 40% of the killings. And see, none of the killings is of self-defense, of, he's going to take me out first. It's because of ignorance. I don't like you. You're wearing different colors than me. You're in the wrong hood. I mean, the dumbest reasons in the world. We're fighting over property and things that are not even ours. We have no ownership of neighborhoods. We have no ownership of anything. Even the drugs we sell, we don't have ownership of. I mean, we can't even be to the point where, like, we're the drug lords growing the drugs and distributing. No, we're never on the high end of the token pole, but we sit there and defend these things. Women fight all day long for Louis and Gucci and Prada and all this stuff. I saw this video of this woman crying when she was approved for a Birkin bag. I know Birkin, they do it where you have to apply and then they give you a special bag for you and it takes a while, whatever. But she was crying because she got approved for a Birkin bag. Does that tell you where priorities are messed up? I'm crying because I got approved for a Birkin bag. Like, as a black woman, that's the biggest flex, and that is her self-worth. I got approved for a Birkin bag. Like, come on. But this is where we at mentality-wise. I talk about this in my book, Men Are Meant to Be Broken, about what are the biggest threats we have is corporate America. Because corporate America is going to do anything they can to make money. And if that means exploiting your weaknesses or exploiting things they know about your culture or you, they will do it. They've been exploiting black women for years to make them think that their luxury brands is what they need to be of any status. But I'm sorry. We have to have self-worth as a black community. You know, before they even get to No Jumper or Vlad TV's interviews, we need to hold them accountable in our community. We need to fight against this, speak out against all that wrongdoing. Also, we need to raise our children better to make them understand that at the end of the day, killing is wrong, especially if your fellow black man. But see, it's hard to tell young black men that when the system's created around our negativity, when the system is created to promote, execute, and make money off of everything negative. Crime, black crime is a big business for jails, for podcasters, for cops. At the end of the day, it's big business and brings millions, maybe billions of dollars a year into the economy. Prisoners make money for a certain amount of prisoners they get. These podcasters are making a lot of money. All the money made from our negative is given to other cultures, corporate America, and we get nothing but the negative, the jail time, the poverty, the embarrassment. We get all the negative. They get all the positive. Once again, I'm not promoting that anything negative with the black community should be promoted. I think we need to stop it. But if you look at it, everything negative that we go through, all our hardship and pain, somebody's making money off of it. And it sure damn well isn't us. Shit, half of the time we're not making money off of our positive either. So we got to change. Black men, we have to stop and recognize who the real enemy is. Our black sisters aren't the enemy. They're victims. Now, don't get me wrong, this still doesn't excuse the things they do, but in general, they're victims as well. They've been manipulated and lied to act a certain way. And black men are doing the same thing right now. We're being manipulated by media for the clout. And a lot of our young men are going to jail or commit or promoting or committing crimes because they know at the end of the day, this is going to give them more clout. I remember back in the days, people would say you went to jail. That's like a badge of honor. I went to jail for 3 years. And like, oh, man, wow, you hard, you this. But one thing we didn't know, we didn't want to go to jail to get that. But now people, it's like, it seems like people want to go to jail. People want to indulge in criminal activity, you know? But, you know, I'm not going to go on. I try to keep my podcast to a half an hour now, you know what I'm saying? But first of all, I want to thank everybody for really messing with me, buying the book Men Are Meant to Be Open, Men Are Meant to Be Broken, which is on Amazon right now. I really do appreciate you. I appreciate you in the fact that I wouldn't be where I am today if it wasn't for y'all. I wouldn't be doing what I'm doing. I wouldn't be really pursuing what I'm pursuing if it wasn't for y'all supporting me during those dark years, listening to my voice, listening to me rant about this, about that, which was therapeutical to me, but obviously it was to y'all as well. And y'all keep rocking with me, y'all keep listening to me, and I appreciate y'all. All right, guys, until next time.